Today's Adam Carolla Show is sponsored by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For free life insurance quote today, call 866-347-5748 or visit their website at smartterm.com. They'll compare the premiums of highly rated insurers to help you save. Give them a call, 866-347-5748. Licensing and disclaimer information can be found at smartterm.com. Hey, Chickpeas, Ace Man here. Before we get started, I want to thank you for sharing this product with a friend. Honestly, the only reason we're here and the lights are on and we've been going strong for over 4 years now is because of you and you telling a friend, a loved one, and or a coworker. So thank you so much in advance and enjoy the show.
This is Carolla Digital. From Carolla One Studios in Glendale, California, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest tonight, actress Dana Workman, plus Allison Rosen on news, Bald Brian on sound effects, and a visit from comedian Joe Coy. And now, Gemini, who loves all the ladies, Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but get on. Mandate, get on. Thank you so much for tuning into the program. Thank you so much for sharing this with a friend. We rely on that. And thank you so much for going to AdamCarolla.com, clicking the Amazon banner and bookmarking it, man, for all your holiday needs. You keep the pirate ship afloat. Good day, Allison Rosen.
Hello, Adam Carolla.
And Bald Brian.
Eat pieces of me.
That's a popular one. It's gotten a lot of votes on Twitter, hashtag top drop.
And who is that?
That's
Adam.
Matt Atchity.
Oh, that's what
Eat
I thought.
Eat pieces of me.
He's talking about Mayor McCheese.
Eat pieces of me.
And the great Joe Coy, who's joined us in the studio.
Hello, sir.
Great to see you. My friend Joe Coy can be found at the Sacramento Punchline, and that's November 22nd through the 24th. Addison Improv, which is right outside of Dallas, right?
Yeah.
Right in there. It's not too far from the stadium.
No.
I think I took a tour of the stadium when I played the Addison Improv.
The new one or the
day.
Old one?
The new one, which is un-goddamn believable.
Yeah.
And the Magic City Casino in Miami coming up January 18th. You go to his website, joecoy.com. A fan favorite over here. Everyone loves his work with the floaters. And... yeah, Brown Sugar's great, and the P.F. Chang's.
You know, it's getting to the point where people are bringing stuff to my shows.
Oh,
a lady
really?
Brought a P.F. Chang's menu. Like, she literally stole it from a P.F. Chang's restaurant
right.
and had me sell it.
I
write 45-minute Mr. Carora on it. she put it on Facebook. I just started laughing.
People tweet us songs they want to hear Bungalow Sue sing. And one of the ones...
God. You're going to go right into it, aren't you?
No. I mean, yeah. No, we never try this stuff out for size, and we never tell Joe, and that's part of the magic. And the songs... I don't know. I knew the floaters would work, but give me the full. Let's just enjoy the full Shy Lights version of Have You Seen Her? Because somebody tweeted me this, but I was also what I was thinking. It's always a song that was a weird song. It was just a guy, weird, slow. Can't believe it was a top 10 song in 1975 or. When was this song? Always gonna ask here. He misses his woman.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks to the movies, maybe to the park.
No.
Yes. 1971.
Same old bench.
The children.
To watch the children play.
That's creepy.
You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day.
Where did this get on the charts,
they all
Gary?
Right around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh.
tell a few jokes.
Pretty weird at the park with the kids, right?
Stay away from Mr. Weirdo. That's your name.
I know I can't hide from a memory. Number three on the Hot 100. Number one on Billboard.
I keep saying that's how crappy music was back then.
That's right. But today, again, I've lied. Dude's heartbroken, doesn't seem to have a job, so he goes out in the park to cruise with the kids a little bit.
Yeah.
Looking to rebound with one of the kids.
Yeah. Every kid knows him.
That's right.
You know, he seems to know on the bench. Got a trench coat on.
Yeah. Except they all know him by a different name. It's right in the middle.
There he goes. Now he goes falsetto.
Yeah. Now, explain what he's getting used to, man.
He's not even singing. That's one of the kids singing. Someone to lean on, and I'm lost.
Baby, I'm lost. So, as we tried last time in Bungalow Sue,
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know,
I'm here for the open audition.
Yeah, we're looking to diversify a little bit. What's that?
For Shy Rise.
Shy Lights.
Shy Rides.
Shy Lights.
Yes, I'm here for the open audition for Shy Rides.
Shy Lights.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and again, we're looking to divide. Now, last time we tried Archie Bell and the Drells, and it was a little more upbeat, but we're looking to see...
Yeah, something more romantic.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yes. A little smoother, you know what I mean?
I have that for you.
Like when you go, you know, hey, ladies, time to bring it down a little bit,
Maybe just make my voice a little deeper.
Yeah,
something
right.
Something real good for the lady.
And so this is basically you just telling your story.
Oh, yeah,
you know
that's all I want to do. My story.
You want your lady.
All the beautiful ladies out
there. You want your lady back, you know what I mean?
So mad that she was gone.
She's what?
So mad that she's gone.
She's mad?
Yes.
Your heart is broken.
Broken.
You go to the park, you know?
Every now and then.
Yeah, there's kids there. You show your, tell them your story, you know?
Tell them my story.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the factory, see a lot of kid there.
No.
Making
don't,
shoe.
No. Don't go to the factory.
Hurting.
No.
Their finger hurt from sewing all day.
No. Go to the
sewing.
Park. Bungalow. Go to the
all
park.
All these kids sewing.
No. Fingers don't talk. Hurt. Don't talk about them. The factory. Hey, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
My name is Bungalow Sue. And you know, sometimes I sit at the park. I look at all these kids. And I say to myself, why are you not in factory making shoe right now?
Oh, hold on. Let me just jump in for a second.
Stop playing.
No. We
Come
want
back to work.
No, we want...
No sweet, rice for you.
We want sweet talk for the ladies. You know what I mean?
Let's get the kid back into the
they
factory.
Don't
they
don't want to think about work. A sweatshop, Bungalow. They want to think about,
I got it.
Candies and chocolates.
Ah,
and,
yes.
You know what I mean?
Candy, chocolate, yes.
You know, sweet talk. Sweet nothings.
Ah,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
Flowers, that kind of thing.
Yes,
maybe a romantic coach ride around the park. That
something
kind of
nice
thing.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yes. Let me do that.
Yeah, give it a shot.
I can do that for you. Hey, you know, girl, sometime when I get out of work early, my shirt real dirty, I take it off. And I think to myself, I need a pretty girl. Someone cute. Long hair. Cute toe.
Toe?
Yeah, one toe.
Just the one toe?
Just one toe. I cut off all the other toes so they don't run away.
No, hold on, Bungalow.
Because in my country, you're not allowed to run away. Once man had you, that's it.
Yeah.
That
hold
is
on.
Our woman.
I want to jump
you,
in
you
for a
You disrespect
second.
Me, I kill you.
Yeah, no, hold
I
on.
I kill you in my country.
Bungalow, listen.
Yes, sir.
Bungalow?
I'll kill.
You
want me
Bungalow?
To kill
you? No.
I'll
no,
kill your wife for
you're
you.
Going, no.
Get you a new one.
You're going dark.
One that listen to you.
Here's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to be touring.
Go back to work. All you kid right now.
No,
get out of the park. Go into factory now. Make sure.
We're going. We're going.
Yes, Corolla.
We're touring the United States.
Oh, the United States of America.
That's right. We're touring around.
Yes.
We're going to be playing some, nice clubs and theaters and things like that.
The best.
A lot of folks have come out with the ladies.
Yes.
And they're celebrating on a Friday or Saturday night.
Friday, Saturday.
Maybe a birthday or an anniversary.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Singing to them.
Yeah, you're singing to them.
Yes.
And they don't want to
how
hear
how I feel.
How you feel.
From the heart.
Right.
Exactly.
But not with the toes getting cut off so they don't run away and the factory and the kids. You know what I mean?
Understandable.
That's bringing them down, right?
My bad.
Yeah, okay.
My bad.
All right. Do you want to be a shy light or not?
I want to be a shy light. For sure.
Okay. What I'm talking about.
Hey, girl. Sometime when I'm chasing chicken around for food, make Kung Pao chicken, maybe orange chicken. But when it's done, I have no one to share that food with. But what I need is a girl to sit down at table with me, share that food with me, then clean my plates, massage my back, iron my clothes, pick up kids from school, mow the lawn, fix car, dry clean clothes.
Bungalow?
Paint toenail.
Hold on a second. This is...
That's what you can do for me.
No.
Because you're a woman.
No.
You are below me. Maybe you should get rid of your wife.
No.
Get a real nice girl.
And
she disrespect you, we kill her.
No.
We kill her, get you new one.
No.
Dime a dozen.
You travel around the country. Mm-hmm. You're part of the Shy Lights now.
Yes.
You're speaking to Americans.
Yes.
And you're making sexy talk.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean?
Like this.
Like bedroom talk?
Oh, like this.
Like what you might do in the bedroom?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Quick and painless.
Yeah, no.
Right
no,
to
no,
the
no,
point.
No, nice and slow
make
and rhythmic.
Make baby as fast as can.
No.
Make
beautiful.
Baby like make shoe at factory.
Beautiful,
knock
slow
it out.
Love making. Okay, let's try
mean?
One more. Let's try one more. Remember, you're with the woman.
Yes.
You're heading back to the bedroom now.
Hey, girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go.
Have you ever been with an Asian guy before? Quick and painless. Don't even see us coming. Very small. Don't have to worry about it hurting later. Wax on, wax off. You heard of that before.
Yeah.
I can do that for you.
Yeah. Love.
Let's make baby.
Yeah,
let's make baby today.
No, just
I don't
know,
even know your
love.
Name, nor do I need to know.
Talk about making love.
Let's make love.
Yes.
As fast as possible.
Mm.
Maybe 4, 5.
No.
Maybe even 6 seconds.
Long, beautiful love making session.
You will make love faster than the food will come to your table.
No, don't stop talking about.
We can make love on table.
We're going to be traveling the United States.
Then I will show you with Adam Carolla.
No, don't work my name in. Just smooth, long, beautiful lovemaking sessions.
Long time. Maybe,
yeah, there you go.
Maybe 4, maybe 5. Minute.
No, hours.
Long,
hours.
In our country, that's a long time.
No, Bunglu.
Feels so good.
Is it Bunglu?
Bunglu Su,
yeah.
Bunglu Su, love you.
Yeah.
All day, all night.
Mm.
Make the love feel right.
Yeah. All right, Bungalow.
Then we kill you.
No, we got to look for
sacrifice
somebody else.
Sacrifice your body.
We got to look for somebody else.
Please
I
give us more.
I don't feel like you're working out.
Do I get job?
You know what? We got your agent. Your agent is...
Mr. Featherstein.
Mr. Featherstein?
Mr. Featherstein.
Oh, wow.
Great agent.
Yeah, we
represent
got him.
Jackie Chan.
We got
Bruce
him.
Bruce Lee.
We got him. Right. We got him. Bruce Lee.
Yes.
I don't think he's alive.
He still represents him.
Oh, wow.
Make appearance every now and then.
Wow.
Bruce Lee.
I feel like there's probably a lot. I wonder how much his estate makes.
Probably
each
a lot.
Year.
Well, yeah. I feel like Bruce Featherstein would know.
Let me tell you. Good money, for sure.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Bruce Lee makes a ton of money.
It's not.
The Lees.
It's not Elvis money.
That's damn close.
Really?
Kick it right in the fucking face, for sure.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Wow, I had no idea that.
Bruce Lee, Brandon Lee.
Oh, right.
Kathy Lee Gifford. It doesn't fucking matter. You name Lee in it, you're going to make money.
Wow.
That's how much money the Lee estate makes.
I forgot about his poor son, Brandon, with that horrible
crow.
Accident. Yeah, the Crow. Yeah. I think, it's a Crow 2, right?
It was
Crow 1. And then Crow 2, they just got another guy to wear the makeup. I think it was Sting.
Oh, he was done shooting the first one,
yeah.
Right? Or getting almost done shooting the first Crow?
They made the first movie with him. So yeah. I think it was
then
while
he got shot.
It was while he was doing the second, right?
No. It was.
No, he got shot in the first.
One. Oh, he did?
Pretty sure.
He went out just like his dad in the middle of the movie. His dad died in the movie, too, when he was taping Enter the Dragon.
Oh, really?
Died of an aneurysm.
Oh, really? I didn't know. I didn't know his dad died. So, yes, he died in The Crow, the first mm-hmm. one. And then they made a second one anyway.
Yep. With someone else.
Yeah, at that point.
Mildly racist.
At yeah. that point, you got to go with somebody actors. Else. Well, they went with another direction there. All right. Phone calls. What do we got here? Let me give a little love to one of our sponsors over here. Ah, borrow.com. You need cash? You need it fast? Where do you go? You go to the bank? Want to max out your credit cards? No. I got a smarter, easier way to do it. Fast, you can get the cash wired right to your accounts. BORRO.com. Borrow.com. It's brilliant. You need to borrow a few grand, kids, tuition, unexpected medical bill, whatever, car repair. You can just visit borrow.com. Tell the friendly agent what you'd like to borrow on. Jewelry, antiques, even a car. They'll appraise it, and you can get your money wired to you. That's right, cash wired to your account, all in as little as 24 hours. Dawson?
Even if you don't need cash today, try borrow.com right now and just see how it works. Pick any valuable item you own. Go to borrow.com or call and chat with a borrow agent. In minutes, you'll get a range of how much cash you could have wired into your account in 24 hours. That's borrow.com or call 888-995-7870, 888-995-7870, 888-995-7870.
All right. Let's see. A couple of phone calls. Joe Coy sitting in. What does he think about Bitcoin? Let's see. You guys got anything you like up there?
Line 4. I've not heard you talk about it. Maybe
Christmas
ever?
Decorations in November. Let's see. Hey, Pete. Oh, no. Sorry. Robert, 32.
Hey, how you doing, Adam?
What's going
on,
man?
First time caller, long time listener. How you doing?
Great. What's happening?
I'm just calling. I haven't heard you complain about it yet. I went to the mall the other day with my wife to get her a new coat for the coming cold here in California, you know, under
sure.
72 degrees, you know.
Right.
And, it's Christmas decoration. It's freaking end of October, first week of November.
Yeah, and it was our 2015. They're that far ahead.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You got to read the small print. Yeah, look, if they're going to have this shopping season, they're going to extend the shopping season as much as humanly possible. There's an interesting thing, which is like it's sort of my plywood theory. You all sitting down, ladies, be prepared to go through some panties. Plywood used to be half an inch. And plywood is not half an inch. Half inch plywood, in other words, was half inch plywood, and 3/4 was 3/4. Now, half inch plywood is probably 7/16, a little less than half inch. It may even be getting thinner than that, because if you do the math, for every 8 sheets, you get a sheet for free if you're manufacturing plywood. And if you're selling millions of sheets, it starts to add up pretty fucking fast. So look for things to sort of either shrink or expand slowly, kind of depending on who it benefits. It's kind of a hotels. You ever check out of a fucking hotel and you do that thing where you're like, we got a what service tax and a who and a thing and a like spa tax? This fucking place doesn't even have there's not even a treadmill in this piece of shit. You know, what do you mean spa tax? You know, like, and I never use a spa. As it just keeps, you know, local city, whatever. It just kind of keeps going. And you realize that bill and all those tariffs and tax you see tacked on when you're checking out, that'll never shrink. It'll only get longer and longer and longer because who's really in charge of that? Who decides? Who votes on it? Who benefits from it? It's not like you're in the room when that fucking argument is going down or where there should be a tax put on the spa that doesn't exist in the fucking Holiday Inn anyway. So certain things, you know, plywood's going to keep getting thinner. Hotel bills are going to keep getting thicker.
How do you just keep adding tax? I don't get it.
Well, you get
who decides that?
You get a bunch of people together, and they go, "Well, what do you want to do here? Like, because if and we tack this thing onto this, we could raise $1 billion a year, and then that could go. It's always kids, hospitals, firemen, police, whatever. And then they go, "All right, well, that's nothing." And it seems like it all just seems like it just makes sense. Like, you could pay another penny of sales tax, right?
What's 1%?
Right. Well, you do that, and that raises $3 billion a year to go toward bridges and blah, blah, blah. But it's like that, to me, it never seems to go toward that. It seems to go toward the group of people that are deciding what we should do. And again,
but what I'm saying is the word tax. Like, I feel like some of these businesses just use tax so you don't question what they're charging you for.
Yes.
Like Ticketmaster, when they charge you for tickets, there's like all these added taxes. And there's that one tax where they say it's convenience tax.
Right.
And it's like, that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, the fee of a handling fee.
Yeah, it's like $2.50 for that tax. Yeah. That didn't go anywhere.
Yeah. Again, just the notion that the tip on the room service is built in pisses me off. That's you alone in your fucking towel. Yeah. I understand the party of six at the restaurant, but tacked on to you alone in your room.
Well, it's like wedding venues automatically tack on a 20% service charge. Mm-hmm. And it's like, is that amount actually going to – it doesn't make sense who that's going to. Why don't you just say it's a fifth of the price more than what we're going to tell you?
Yeah. Rental cars are insane that way. I'm trying to think of the one – what is the thing? I would say rental cars. Like when they go, you can get a mid-sized car for $39 a day, and you go, okay – so let's see. We got the car for 2 days, and then you get the bill for $481. And
you're like, "That's happened to me before.
What the fuck?" And you're like, "Well, you had it for 3 days," and you go, "No, I had it for Saturday and Sunday. No, you got it before noon on Saturday, and then you returned it Sunday at 12:30. So that's 3 days." And you're like, "How the fuck did this?" And you'll do this thing where you go, "All right, 39 and 39. Let's just make it 40. Do it twice. That's 80. You know what? I'm going to double it just to play it safe. 160." And then you get the one that says $484. Yeah. You're like, I just doubled it, and I didn't get to half of what it is. I think hotels, but car rentals have to be the number one jacked up. This is way more than I ever thought it was going to be.
I wonder what percentage of people call them on it.
No one.
I don't think so either.
There's too much paperwork.
Yes.
You know what else is a lot
of
times?
That's why you always leave a number two in the trunk.
With rental cars, a lot of times, isn't it someone else paying for it anyway?
I have no
what they count on the expense accounts.
Yes, the number one whenever there's the someone else paying for it, like the company card, essentially, who's paying for that? Whenever somebody else is paying, it always fucking goes through the roof. All right, so I don't know what it. Yeah, Robert, what'd you want? Oh yeah, Christmas. we're gonna stretch it out.
Spending everything with the checkout. Being at 10 a.m. at the hotel and check in at 3, basically.
Oh, that's another good one. The checkout always gets earlier and the check-in always gets later. I'd be curious. I didn't stay in many hotels in the 70s and 80s. Yeah, when I went out whoring, of course. But those were motels and those were hourly. But the thing where it used to be like check-in at noon, check-out at 1 or something like that, and there's a chasm that is growing.
Now it's like check-in at 4.
Right.
Which is insane to me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, or I should transpose those, but check-in at 1 and check-out at noon or whatever it is. Yeah. Everything is going to always, left unchecked, pardon the pun, everything is always going to go that way. Everything is going to get thinner. Everything's going to get longer. Taxes are going to get just nudged up. Any temporary thing where it's like, well, we're just going to add a half a percentage point until we take care of the Katrina problem. And then once that is, then we'll repeal. And it's like, does that ever?
No. See, like, there's a law of entropy, which is that things will kind of fall into disorder, like, on their own randomly. Mm-hmm. It just become unorganized. But this is there's more design to this. This is things going their way.
Yes. I've said many times when people do – it's my sort of – when people claim to be bad cashiers, I go, if you're a bad cashier every other time I would get more change than I deserve. But every single time you short me.
Yeah, this is more than just the wheels that, coming off.
Yeah, that's not you being bad. That's you ripping people off.
Yeah.
All right. Line five has Carlos, 32, St. Louis. Carlos.
Hey, Adam. I was calling because I wanted to find out, you know, I'm trying to live up to your New Year's resolution of trying to do your best. And I'm just wondering what you think of all these people. You know, I understand everyone likes to drink coffee, and I don't have a problem with that. But what about these assholes that tell you, don't talk to me until I've had my cup of coffee? So how do you deal with that?
By the way, couple things. Yeah, my New Year's resolution was everyone else needs to get their shit together. Because I realized, for me, it's just, you know, again, we could put a little polish on me, but it's not. I'm not. I'm part of the solution. You know, it's everyone else who needs to get their shit together. I had this thought. I was driving my daughter to La Cañada to get frozen yogurt, and I was thinking, what do I want to do? And it dropped 7 pounds. You know, work a little harder or something. And I thought, fuck that. Everyone else get your shit together. You know, the world would be a better place.
Yeah,
well, that's me. But and no, you're confusing the. The don't do, I think this happened when Gary fucked something up and he said, I did my best, but I think. And then I told him, don't do.
I think
do.
It was Matt.
Oh, it was Matt. Matt fucked something up and he told me he did his best, which is always, it's always bad.
I did my best.
Well, listen.
The nerve, right? The balls on him to say
I
that.
It. I did my best. That's like when my son breaks the fucking remote control and I ask him, how did it happen? He goes, I don't know, I just press power and it broke in half, Dad.
Yeah.
No, it didn't.
Well, here's the thing. If your oil tanker is up on the rocks of the Puget Sound and oil's pouring out of the side of it, and you basically, the captain turns to the guy who owns the oil line and says, I did my best, then you have to be executed. Yeah. That's the way I look at it.
You should be shot.
That's the way. See?
You hear that, Matt?
You hear that, Matt? So
I did my best.
Matt fucked something up, and Matt said he did his best. And I said, don't do your best. Do my best.
Yeah.
I don't want your best, which made me sound like a dick.
My best is fucked up. You know that, right?
Ever since.
And I did it that way.
Ever since then, he's been doing my best, which is a better best.
He had to be instructed on the right
way. That's right. He didn't know
who's
best.
If you get surgery and they sew something like maybe scissors inside your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Like they just left something, and then you go back, and you complain about pain, and they get an X-ray, and they see that the scissors are inside your stomach, and then the doctor just looks at you and goes, "Hey, I did my best."
Right.
I did my best.
Well,
okay, that's the best I could have done.
There's an inherent flaw, and I think it's a newer thing. To be fair to Matt, who's great, and I love him dearly, but there's an inherent flaw I think with the new generation, which is effort. Counts in their mind, effort counts the same as results, and they don't. They're two very different things. I've had the conversation with people in my life where I've said, like, did you call the cable company and get them over to the whatever or the alarm company or the whatever it is? And their answer has been,
what are you talking about?
Their answer has been, yes, I called them. And I go, what happened? I left a message, and I go, when was that? That was 3 weeks ago. And I go, okay, we're in the exact same spot as if you've never called.
Yeah.
You're saying if we're exact same. Now, in their mind, I made an effort. Like, I went and did something. I did what you told me to do. But in my mind, we're as far as the cable goes, we're at zero. Whether you picked up, whether you called 10 times, we're still at zero because we don't have cable. I think in Matt's mind, he made an effort, but if you fuck something up and you said, I tried my best, then you need to be relieved. Like if you're trying out for quarterback, you drop back and you throw the ball into the back of one of your linemen and the coach goes, what the fuck was that? And you go, hey, I did my best.
Yeah.
Guess who can't play quarterback? You throwing the ball up the ass of one of your interior linemen is not, if that's your best. Now the answer should be, I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Or the ball slipped out of my hand.
Or both.
Or the reason the ball slipped out of my hand is because there's vermouth on it.
Right.
And that's what the answer should be. That's right.
Exactly.
I know. Now, Allison, I see you smiling. You don't like this, right?
No. You
like it?
Yeah, I'm laughing.
All right. I mean, it's tough, but I mean, I'm just saying, nobody say to a superior, when the superior is saying, hey, you screwed this job up, don't go, well, I did my best, because you're saying to that person, I'm not capable of doing this.
Now, the only time I did my best is applicable would be if you're a doctor and you lost a patient and you're telling the family.
Yeah.
I did everything I could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I left the scissors in. Don't say you did your best. That's right. When you leave the forceps in, don't tell them you did your best.
Yeah, don't say I did my best and then follow it with my bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's really shitty right there.
Let's see. There's complaining about, oh, the coffee person. Yeah, is that what we're talking to?
Yep.
Are we still talking to you, Carlos?
Yes, sir.
I don't like.
What I want to know is, what should I tell people? Because it's one of those. All right. I try my best without the cup of coffee. You know, I don't.
All right. Here's. All right. First off, I was almost sickened this morning when I walked back there and I found Mike Altieri's coffee cup, which basically his coffee mug looks like somebody took Neapolitan ice cream, put it in a mug, and put it in a fucking microwave. Like, it just smells weird. It looks weird. There's nothing. It doesn't resemble coffee at all. And he said, I smell it. It just smells like it smells like mint chip ice cream that's been melted. Ugh. And I said, what are you doing? And he said, this is how I like my coffee. And I said, you don't like coffee. This has nothing to do with coffee. The coffee's literally just a place for you to dump all your mint-flavored, sugary, corn syrupy sweetener.
Oh, the sweetener's like Irish coffee or something.
And it's just like, yeah, it was just a disaster. And first off, it was lighter than tan. Like, it was flesh-colored.
That's,
like, it was light flesh-colored that smelled of mint. And there was just no coffee involved with it whatsoever.
Yeah.
And then he said he liked it cold. And I was like, well, you have no business around coffee, son. I took
or
it,
around
threw it away.
Here.
That's right. But the people that do this, the people, here's the people I don't like.
Mike.
Right, Mike. And the people that give coffee too much power one way or the other, which is the person who wakes up and goes, oh, man, oh, don't even talk to me until I get my first cup in me. I don't like that person. I like coffee in the morning, but you're allowed to have a conversation with me about things
it still
before
works.
I get it. Yes. Yeah. Or the person that did the, I once made the mistake. The waitress said it was decaf, but it wasn't. It was, geez, I think it was after 3 in the afternoon. It may have been 3, 3.15, 3.18.
I'm going to be up all month.
I was bouncing off the walls the entire night. There's no way that was decaf. Like, how much of this do you want to admit to me?
Those are the same people who, if you ever order coffee at dinner, they'll be like, you can have coffee at night?
Yes. Yes, I know. No decaf.
I can have coffee at midnight and go to sleep at 1.
Yes.
So I don't know what people are talking about.
Well, I used to sit around with Dr. Drew when we do Loveline all the time. He and I, over the course of Loveline, would just drink a pot of coffee because both of us would be working all day. I'd be doing the man show or crank anchors or something. Our schedules were nuts. By the time we got there, we're going to fall asleep. We didn't have a cup. We'd drink a pot of coffee and then just both go home and go to bed. I drink a couple glasses of red wine at home, and Drew would go right to fuck to bed. All right, let me give a little love to one of our sponsors, Personal Capital, baby. Oh, the catch-22 of finances. Mm-hmm. The better it gets, the more complicated managing it becomes. Checking, savings, retirement, credit card investments, mortgages, loans. Oh, man, what a pain in the arse. You need Personal Capital. It combines all your accounts, gives you total real-time snapshot, the graphs, the charts, reports, the whole picture. Unbelievable. Right now you can try Personal Capital for free. Mm-hmm. Go to personalcapital.com/Adam. Sign up takes just a minute. You can you should look at this just to physically take it in. Like you should go to Yosemite. Go to the Yosemite Valley and take it in. Go to your computer and take in Personal Capital. Go to personalcapital.com/Adam, or you can go to adamcarolla.com, click on the Personal Capital banner. It is unbelievable. All right. Oh, some guy in line 3 has been waiting for 2 hours. Hey, Pete.
Yeah.
What's going on, Pete? New Jersey, 35?
Yeah. So I know you talk a lot about the service dogs on planes, but I had another question, and I respect your judgment. and that is, who do you dislike more, people that push their dogs around in strollers or people that put leashes on their kids?
I like the leash on the kid.
The tether?
I like the tether kid one. I like it, and I like it especially when they start swinging them around and using them as weapons. You know what I mean? Squaring off like the sharks and the jets. Come on. Let's go. I got a 2-year-old. Let's go. Let's bring
it. Lasso. Lasso kid.
Yeah, bring it.
Yep. You break the kid off on the side of the counter. Come on. Get some.
That's right. Take his bottle. Take his formula and bust it over there. Yeah, it starts. I have twins, so I do a double, double thing.
I never put a leash on my son.
Never?
Yeah, he was disciplined.
Yeah.
He healed when I told him to heal.
Water bottle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. Water bottle, spray, yeah, spray bottle, like a cat.
Bad kid.
Mm-hmm. I don't have any respect for an adult that pushes a dog in a stroller. I don't.
No, unless.
I don't.
There's two things I like.
You're not a sane person if you leave the house and go, I need my cart for my fucking dog.
I agree. Dogs should be pulling us.
Yeah, exactly.
Number one. Number two, if there's a situation, like I remember looking through the Sky Mall once and seeing a double-decker cat stroller and thought, well, I don't always agree with the terrorists, but in this particular instance, maybe they make some valid points, you know, about our society. But if your dog was, you know, run over by a mail truck and now has two casts on its rear legs and you want the dog to essentially get out and get some fresh air, kind of those scenes they used to have in every movie where they push the thing, you know, they push it and, Mom, I need to talk to you about Danny. You know, they'd have the blanket over their waist. I don't know. There used to be that scene in every movie where they're either in the funny farm or either in the old person's home where they take them out for some air.
And there was always the wheelchair rolling sound effect.
Yeah.
The clacking.
Sometimes the orderly would push him out, and then they'd give it like a knowing grunt, like, thank you. And then you'd sit down and you'd have that conversation about what's going on in the outside world. They don't have those scenes anymore.
I really think
they used to have a lot of those
scenes. Oh, there was one in Ender's Game, but that was the last time I'd seen one.
So, where the fuck were you? So, if your dog has been run over by a truck and your dog was formerly active and now your dog's locked up in an apartment, then you can put a dog in something and push it around.
Yeah, medical necessity.
Yeah, it's just a decent thing to do. Get a little air
or
something.
That's nice.
But the dog doesn't care if you replace his hind legs with wheels. I've seen that before where they just take off. They got the little wheels attached to the hip. Mm-hmm. Just take off.
Really?
I've seen it
in like Farley Brothers movies, but they have.
I think I've seen it. Maybe it was that same movie.
I've seen it.
Trying to think, these are in comedies or
that actually happens. I've seen several dogs with the wheels.
I've seen it too, but I think I've seen
several dogs, or have we seen one photo on the internet?
Here's the thing: the dog only cares if he can't lick his balls anymore. That's the only.
The more you know.
I just want to lick my balls.
Joe Coy
broke my legs, but I could still lick my balls.
Joe Coy as the Black Lamb.
I got a set of balls.
Hey, Black Lamb.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, my dog Molly.
I just got ran over by a post office truck.
Well, you shouldn't have chased
Mailman.
It.
Well, motherfucker was driving pretty slow. I thought I'd catch it.
Yeah, I know, but then you catch what? A truck?
I catch that.
Filled
truck.
With penny savers?
It's got envelopes in there.
Yeah, what are you going to do with an envelope?
Have you ever licked one before?
Yeah.
Tastes just like balls.
Really?
I swear to God. Cut your tongue open, but it's worth it. It's tasty.
I did not know,
Every
man.
Every time I see a mailman, I'm like, I'm going to get that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that envelope.
To lick it.
I'm going to lick the shit out of it. Cut my tongue up. I don't give a shit.
Black Lab, you have your own balls. Can't you just lick those?
Hey, you know, every now and then I get tired of my own balls. I mean, not too tired.
No, yeah, right.
When I see a mail truck, I look at my balls and go, see you later, balls. I get some envelopes.
You actually say that to your balls.
I look right at them.
Uh-huh.
Bye, balls.
But you still have your balls. Like,
I look at my asshole and my balls.
Oh, you can see your asshole in your balls.
Usually my nose is buried deep into my asshole when I'm looking at my balls. I look at both of them and go, hey, here comes a mail truck.
I'm
going to leave you for a minute so I can lick some envelopes.
I take
off like a motherfucker. Arf, arf, arf.
Arf, arf, arf. Yeah, no.
Little Asian motherfucker driving that truck going real slow.
Oh, yeah.
Catch you, motherfucker.
Yeah, no, I don't think
Spray me.
Oh, you mean pepper spray?
Pepper spray me, motherfucker.
Yeah. Hey, Black Lab?
Yeah.
A lot of dogs have been neutered.
Yeah, you know, not this motherfucker.
No, you're still there.
I got balls down to the walls.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice, your owner.
They're beautiful.
Yeah. They're silky looking.
I dare him to try and cut these motherfuckers off.
Well, I don't know if you're going to have a choice if he wants to have you neutered. Well, what if he just says, look, we're going in.
Then I'll bite his balls off, and he knows it.
Oh, so you got kind of a deal. Got
to think about that
shit. Yeah, where it's like if he's going to take you into the vet.
Seriously, look at these, Adam. Look down.
Yeah, no, they're shiny.
Look down.
I can see them.
Now you see that little thing dangling on a pubic hair right there?
Uh-huh.
That's a treat. I saved that.
You put like a treat on your balls,
yes.
Black Lab?
I like to eat that little dingleberry.
Uh-huh.
And then when I'm done eating that dingleberry, I like to lick my master in the mouth.
Oh, yeah. I never thought about that.
Because she loves me.
So you,
she loves me, and
you
I love
bury
her too.
Your
so
nose.
I treat her with a little treat.
No, I don't think she likes. I don't think she likes that.
She don't know. She's a dumb bitch.
Wait a minute. I guess you can call her that.
She puts me in a cart when we shop around the fucking mall.
Oh yeah, that's humiliating.
White bitch.
Bitch. Oh yeah. Don't. I know you call people bitch, and you know
that's
your parlance.
Yeah, bitches.
I know.
In my world, they're called bitches.
Right, but still, you understand for humans, it's disrespectful.
So what I do is I eat that dingleberry just moments before she comes home.
Uh-huh.
And then I lick it right in the mouth.
Uh-huh.
Give her some of that dingleberry.
Yeah.
Oh, my master loves it when I lick that dingleberry juice in her mouth.
It seems disrespectful.
That is love.
It seems Black Lamp.
Because the cleanest mouth on earth is the dog's mouth.
Just, you know, they say that.
Just after we eat our asshole.
Yeah, so I was going to say, they talk a lot about that.
Yeah. Look at my teeth. Those are canines. Look at that.
Yeah, there's another
white.
Nice.
You think that's Crest?
Are you getting those kind of biscuits that clean your teeth?
Oh, fuck a biscuit. That's asshole right
there. Oh, really?
Asshole, clean my teeth.
You clean your teeth on your own asshole?
Sometimes I eat my own pubic hairs.
I don't know if they're called pubes. I think they're just hairs.
Nah, that's pubic hair.
But aren't they just hairs?
Nah. Look, feel the hair on my neck.
Uh-huh.
Soft, right?
Uh-huh.
That's from the shampoo my master uses.
Uh-huh.
Now feel my ball hair. Feel it.
It's like a bedspring.
It's wiry, right?
Yeah.
That cleans my teeth.
Ah.
That's why I'm in there for so long.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I just, you ever see me just nibble on my balls and stop and look?
I didn't know that noise you make.
Yeah, because I'm really into it.
Right,
and
right.
I just stop and look at my own asshole.
Yeah.
Because I smell something in there.
Mm-hmm.
Something delicious.
Wait a minute. You just ate, didn't you?
I keep eating. My asshole is just a factory of food.
Oh.
I just keep eating it.
Yeah.
Then I get a mouthful of that food.
Uh-huh.
Then I lick my master in the mouth.
Yeah.
That's my way of saying I love you.
I know, but isn't that disrespectful? Don't you feel like she takes care of you?
Oh, yeah.
She takes you to the groomer?
Oh, yeah.
She may even bring the mobile groomer by
once
in a while?
Yeah, every now and then, yeah.
You get in that custom van? It's a sweet ride.
Oh, it's a sweet ride.
And she gets you the nice food, you know, the high-end stuff, you know?
Yeah. Dumb bitch.
No. Well, why? No, she's going to Petco. She's getting the good stuff. The lamb and the...
Everything that I want.
Yeah,
everything that I need.
That's right.
She gets it for me.
She even has your own bed worked out for you.
Yeah.
But
sometimes when I pee.
Why are you being disrespectful,
Sometimes though? When I pee, a little bit of pee dribbles.
Uh-huh.
Like freeze up on the tip of my dick.
Yeah.
You ever see that?
Yeah, like I do.
My hair's all clumped up at the tip of my dick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I nibble on that, too. A little salty.
And then you kiss your owner?
Yeah, and then I lick her face. Just put dog piss all over her face. She loves it.
Wow.
She likes to say things to her friends like, he loves me. He loves me. And I do, because I'm licking dog piss all over her face.
Yeah, see, Black Lab, I feel...
Some bald dingleberries.
You know...
All the great things.
Can we...
Dumb bitches.
I know maybe you don't like this title, but you are a rescue, you know? Okay, maybe I shouldn't have said rescue, but you were formerly... Whoever had you before didn't like you or care for you. Okay, no, I didn't mean it's come across. It's come across the wrong way.
Yeah,
yeah.
What to piss me off? Adam.
No, what I'm saying is you were a shelter dog.
Yes, I was. Shelter.
All right, so you're grown, you know, kind of a dog
a
project.
Neighborhood.
Yeah, it was a bad neighborhood.
Yeah.
And she came in.
She rescued me.
It's kind of like The Blind Side.
Yeah.
And she came in and she took you home.
Took me
and
in.
She
yeah.
gets you the I'm
stupid
food.
Stupid bitch. Real stupid
no,
bitch.
But see, now you're being disrespectful. She got you the yeah. nice food and she got you the bed.
Oh, yeah.
She got you the little stroller push
oh,
around.
Yeah, yeah.
She gets you the mobile groomer yeah, and yeah. all that kind of stuff.
I got this bitch wrapped around my paw.
She got the tennis ball thing
oh,
with
yeah.
the rope thing
oh,
attached to it so she
I
can throw that.
That little
yeah,
motherfucker.
She throw the tennis ball. Every yeah. once in a while, she does the fake pump that you bite on, you know?
Yeah. You know, sometimes my asshole itches and I just rub it all over her carpet.
Yeah, that's
just
what
rub it. Sometimes I chew on a string.
Yeah.
And I digest it.
And, oh.
And it won't come out of my asshole.
And then she has to get it?
Sometimes she goes in there. I love that. God damn it, I
so
love
So you
that.
Eat that string
stick
on...
A whole like finger. A, One time she stuck a whole finger in my asshole.
So you eat like...
Pulled it out. She pulled the string out. I started talking English.
You eat like rope on
I was
purpose.
Like, hey, bitch, get that string. Get
see,
that string, bitch.
Black laugh. That's what I'm saying is,
yeah.
is she's so good to you.
Yeah,
she's so generous. You know, she
bitch.
Loves
that's,
you.
That's my bitch.
Well, again,
that
we...
That is
you,
my bitch
no,
right
she's
there.
Your, she's your lady.
Yeah.
She's your owner.
I'm going to treat her tonight.
She owns you.
I got a dingleberry waiting for her.
No, 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 no,
no,
no, no, this is your, this is your owner.
Hack it out. I'm going to hack it out.
Look,
I'm
going to
hack
it
out. I'm going to throw up a little bit on the carpet.
Black lamp. I don't want to go here. And look, and maybe
I'm going to throw up all over the carpet. It's got a little bit of shit in it. A little bit of
maybe this is insensitive.
And then I'm going to lick it up because I think it's food. So I'm going to eat it up. Then I'm going to run over to my master and I'm going to lick the inside of her mouth.
Well, again,
I'm going to give her everything.
You called her, you called her master.
The cleanest mouth in the world.
You called her master.
Is a dog's mouth.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I call her
And I feel that's insensitive.
Yeah.
Considering, you know.
She thinks it's so cute, too. Like, I look at it and I just
You go with master. That's okay with you, huh?
Arf. Dumb bitch.
Okay. Thank you. Black lab, everybody. All right. I got a real question for you. Yeah. I want to give a little love to
DraftKings. Is that character called Black Lab?
Yeah. It's brown sugar and Black Lab. Black Lab.
Why do I feel like there's going to be a Twitter handle called Black Lab now?
It's probably already there.
There's got to be one. Dana Workman's going to be in here in a second. Joe Coy in here. DraftKings. And then I have an improv question for you that I brought up to my audience. DraftKings.com. This season, DraftKings.com could make your fantasy, well, make you a millionaire. That's right. The winner of the Millionaire Grand Final gets $1 million. It's a new fun way to play fantasy football. One day fantasy sports, not the drawn out long season. Baldy.
I did not win a ticket to the World Poker Tour Championships. I did finish in the top 15 out of 160. That wasn't good enough. However, entered another contest out of 10. I finished second. Double money.
Sweet.
Yeah.
True story. One guy won 100 grand very first time out. DraftKings, Dawson.
Right now, Adam Carolla Show listeners get free entry into the Millionaire Grand Final. Enter Adam at DraftKings.com for your free shot to be crowned a fantasy football millionaire. But you got to enter Adam today at DraftKings.com. For details and your free entry, visit DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
All right. Joe Coy, real quick.
Yeah.
So when you were doing brown sugar instead of Black Lab.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah, we had a little thing happen.
Yeah.
And
oh, the video.
Yeah, the video is great. I think I dropped the improv ball because at a certain point I explained that I think White Rice didn't feel comfortable with you in the pantry with us because he'd gotten his car stereo stolen. And then you said, what kind of stereo was it? And then I said it was a Krako at some point. You said, I have one of those.
Yeah,
in my
you didn't
car.
Catch it.
I didn't catch it. Now, I couldn't. I went back and listened to it, and I went, oh, you were going to imply
that
you did.
That I stole it.
Yeah, that you'd stole it. And
but
then
you
I
moved forward.
I moved forward, but I wondered aloud on the podcast whether that was a decision you were making intentionally, and I just blew past it, or what it was.
Well, when you said that the White Rice didn't want to be with me because the car stereo was stolen. Already I knew I
you
was going to steal
the
stereo.
You were going to be the one who stole.
That took it, yeah. But I was waiting for you to set it up, and then I was gonna,
right. And
but
I
then
I
you
screwed
fucking
it up.
Totally shit on it.
I shit on it. All right. Well, as long as we know.
It's so funny that you said that, because when I listened to it back, I go, God, you fucking missed it right there.
I missed it.
We can, noticed the same thing when you listened back.
We can listen to it, but you can hear me not picking breaking an improv rule.
The white rice had,
tell me, preach.
Had a stereo stolen by some brown sugar a long time ago. Not you.
Yeah, what kind?
Not you.
What kind?
Not
Sony?
You.
Was it a Sony?
I don't remember. We didn't get into it. Craco, I think. But the point
Craco.
Is this.
Yeah,
the point
yeah,
is
yeah,
this.
That's a good
I
stereo.
Just feel like you'd
I
be
got
more
one of them in my car.
I feel like you'd be more comfortable
yeah, that's right,
yeah.
right,
underneath
you
the seat.
It? Yeah, that's right. You saw where you have one in your car.
I think what it's called is walking on the line.
Yeah, I missed that. I was too busy trying to get you back under the sink with yeah. the cleanser and the Febreze, your aunt.
It was, you know, when you kept saying, now you're, I was in my head, I was like, Adam, I'm about to do this one right here. Just
yeah.
Oh, well. There's right. so many, we're so good together.
We're good. But, you know, part of why we're good is we're able to admit when we didn't do my best. And that was not my best.
And that, my friend, is a callback.
That's right. All right. The great Joe Coy, everybody. JoeCoy.com is where you go. JoeCoy.com. It's going to be at Sacramento Punchline, the Addison Improv in Addison, Texas, and Magic City Casino in Miami. All coming up November 22nd through January 18th. You can just go to JoeCoy.com and find out where he's going to be. The great Joe Coy, everyone. Dana Workman coming in next on The Adam Carolla Show. Allison
Rosen. Hey, everyone. It's me, Allison, from Allison Rosen is Your New Best Friend. On Monday, I was joined by Emily Gordon from The Indoor Kids.
I like talking about tampon stuff with guys lately because it never occurred to me how little they know.
Yes, yeah. This was actually something that came up on your podcast, and I was thinking, you're so right.
Yeah.
Let's traumatize Gary.
Oh, I like that idea.
Although he might know.
You yeah.
ask him your question.
Okay, so this is a question that not even my idea, but that I've been you ask. It's fun to ask for ladies
it's
to
like
ask
a
at parties.
Parlor game.
Yeah, it's a good party game.
It's gonna go well.
How long do you think women should leave tampons in?
Did Gary get it right? You'll have to listen to find out. And on Thursday, Chris Laxamana and I got to the bottom of a very important topic.
They're actually braces, not suspenders.
What is the difference?
Suspenders are like they're skinnier and they have clips. Braces, they have like. But you have to have buttons in your pants, like special pants. They're
sort of like a.
What Larry King wears are braces, like those thick straps, or like what you see like cops wearing, I guess, are braces. Suspenders are like the skinny,
right?
Skinny straps. So.
But they both serve the same function, to allow you to play ska music. Subscribe to Allison Rosen as Your New Best Friend on iTunes, or go to AllisonRosen.com. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. I love you.
Allison's your new best friend. The Adam Carolla Show honors journalistic excellence with another great moment in local news.
After the weather, it's just plain nice out there.
I know. This
beautiful.
Is so good. And I have such a nice stretch of weather for you guys.
Yeah,
so very happy on this hump day. makes my job easier, too. We did have wind advisories. I can't even talk on this Wednesday, apparently, either.
The spirit of Murrow and Cronkite live on. Now, back to the Adam Carolla Show.
I don't like it when weather people play God with the weather. Like, yeah, here, I got some good news for you. I'm bringing you some good weather. And then I got you, but I got some storms coming up, too.
I got your weekend forecast.
You're whipping that up, Jim Carrey? Is that you? Dana Workman here. Haunted Highway, name of the show. Season 2 premieres November 27th, 10 p.m. on the Sci-Fi Channel. Good to see you, Dana.
Nice to see you. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. You're from L.A., right?
I am. I'm from Calabasas.
Oh, now it makes sense.
From the streets.
Yeah, the mean streets of Calabasas.
Wait, what's the it that makes sense now?
Well, no one is from L.A. Like I've never met another human being that's just
Calabasas
from
isn't really
the valley.
L.A.
Yeah, and then you're...
My wife's from Westwood.
You're,
that's more.
That's
LA.
Not even LA.
Oh, it's not?
No, I don't count that as LA.
What would be LA? Hollywood?
Like Beverly Hills.
Well, Westwood's got UCLA. It's too close. Nobody, who the hell lives in Westwood?
Her parents, but yeah, that's it.
It's everyone else is just UCLA, you know, sort of. But anyway, no, why it makes sense because you're very pretty and it seems like, well, you would come here from Chicago. Or something to, you know, be an actress, do your thing.
Nope.
But so being from L.A. didn't make sense. But now that you mentioned Calabasas.
Oh, that.
I'm all right. I can sleep tonight.
I hunt ghosts for a living, so. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that really correlates with your theory either.
What do you feel about ghosts?
I do this for a living, obviously, which means I talk to people a lot about it. And I think that's what initially crossed me over from being a skeptic into a believer. I'd say 90% of the people I talk to on a daily basis, all right, maybe I'm being generous, maybe 85, mm-hmm. have either had an experience yes. or they know somebody that has. Mm. And I started hearing the same patterns in stories over and over and over. I was like, holy shit.
Like they're all crazy?
Yeah. But there's no ghosts in Calabasas.
Well, no, not where I lived.
But. Yeah, in New Orleans. We're talking about this.
You know,
so you go to
we don't have a lot of history in Calabasas.
But all you need
Menendez
is
a... Brothers.
All you need is a... Oh, the Menendez?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know Calabasas could claim them.
I thought they're Beverly Hills guys.
Oh, no. We've got danger in Calabasas.
Oh, really? Can we let those guys out of the joint already? Do you feel like it's been long enough?
They could do it again to their parents.
They learned their lesson.
And then I can
recidivism is high for that crime.
Yeah. If you do it right the first time, it's almost impossible. So you grow up in Calabasas. Mm-hmm. It's sort of a suburb, Los Angeles, a nice area.
It is the suburb.
Yeah. It's one of those. It's also kind of one of those places where celebrities go when they want to start having kids and kind of get away from things a little bit.
Isn't that where the Kardashians are, or is that just where their boutique Dash is based? No, I think that's where... That's where they live on Keeping
Or that's
the
where they film the shows. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah. You end up, if you're Denise Richards or someone like that, you end up there.
See, I'm going the opposite way. Like, I don't want to go back into the valley. I'll just move south to any of the beach towns. But
how much do you believe in terms of this paranormal activity?
I believe there's definitely something to it, for sure. I feel like the whole world can't be lying. Like, not everybody's lying.
But
I will sit next to a business guy on mm-hmm. a plane, like the most conservative guy, like head of a company. I'll tell him what I do. And they're always like kind of quiet and they'll look at me like, I've got a story for you. Open up. And they tell me the craziest shit.
Have you ever had any experiences yourself?
I had an interesting experience this year after my grandfather passed away. Mm-hmm. And I don't know really if I had any experiences in the past because I don't think I was aware of it. And what kind of the signs were. I mean, obviously, I didn't see anything that crazy or else I probably would know. But, I had a weird, long story happen after my grandfather.
What's the story?
It's long. You want to hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's more like of a coincidental story. Like, that's...
I mean, it's got to...
Try it on us.
Oh, boy, guys.
Well, yeah, listen. Let me explain something. There's got to be moments, you know, of levity in between, you know, and...
Mine's not one of the crazier ones. I didn't see any shadows passing through my door or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But...
That doesn't feel that crazy. Did you... So your grandfather, you were close with him?
Yeah, I got closer with him, you know, in the last several years. When he passed away, I raced to my grandmother's house and I asked my mom if him and my grandma had a song together. So she said, yes, Dean Martin, Just in Time. So I had it on my phone and I handed it to my grandmother and she started playing it in his ear. And I made a slideshow for his funeral and it was set to that song. So
he's it when
he
he's
had passed.
He'd passed, but you're playing
it. Right.
Right.
So this song kind of became a staple. And I whispered in his ear, you know, if you ever come back, one, don't scare the crap out of me. And two, you know, bring back the song. So second part of the story, after the funeral, everyone went to my mom's house. And when I was leaving, I walked out through the garage and I noticed a box with my name on it. And there's a million boxes in the garage. But I was just, you know, maybe I'll go check it out. Maybe there's some fun pictures or something. So I lifted it up. Just a shitload of papers everywhere. I maybe looked for 10 seconds before I went to shut the lid and happened to notice a piece of paper I pulled out, and it was a poem that I had written, and I didn't read it until I got home, and I was floored at the fact that I would find this poem the day of his funeral. I hadn't seen it in years, and it was about death and dying, and I wrote it in ninth grade, and I finished it the rest of it years later. So I was like, that's crazy. Why would I find this? Like, about going into the light and being okay and accepting death, like, right now. So I'm telling my grandma this story 2 weeks later. And I read her the poem and I said, how crazy is that? You know, maybe that's Papa, you know, it's got to be him. And as soon as I'm done talking, the fucking song comes on in the restaurant, the Dean Martin.
In the restaurant.
Yeah.
Wow.
As soon as I'm done talking, I literally shot up out of my chair like a crazy person walking around the restaurant going, no way, no way. And my grandma started crying and laughing. So that's when we got kicked out of Brentwood and deemed crazy.
You'll never be welcome at the Dean Martin Bar and Grill
yeah.
ever again.
And yeah, and that's when we left the Dean Martin Bar and Grill.
Yeah, so you figure, yeah, so now you go, well, what is
that's
that?
That's a fun, cute story.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is that? But what does it mean? And it could mean something. It could mean nothing. And I, you know, for me, I'm.
That's not one of the like ghost stories.
It's what it
I
means
hear,
is you were a little bit goth in ninth grade if you were writing poems.
I know. Yeah. Let's
about
go back to
death?
The real issue here.
You're writing poems about death.
No,
in the ninth
it was
grade?
Like it was just about. Yeah, I guess I was accepting your fate, going into the light.
Was it?
What
was
the
it,
hell is wrong?
Was it
with me?
Poems for you or poems for people?
No, I think it was because I had this journal and it had a really cool looking picture on it. It was for daydreams and night dreams. So I started writing about mm-hmm. what this picture looked like and going through mazes. And let's just stop there, guys.
Were you dating?
I
What's
feel like
going
I should
on?
Lay down.
Yeah.
Was I dating in ninth grade? Oh, no.
Like strict parents?
No. No, I just didn't know I was a girl until about, I was 16 maybe. Mm. I got told that... by a guy that I was hanging out with in ninth grade, that he would like me better if I dressed a little bit more girly, if that gives you any indication.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So sort of tomboy-y?
Sort of.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But you've done a fine job of impersonating a woman now.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yeah. No, I do a tuck under real well.
Yeah, you look good. It's very, very fetching, you. Very becoming. Speaking of fetching and becoming, score big, baby. Scorebig.com. Holiday, they're upon us. Let's give people a good experience, huh? How about you get someone the greatest gift ever? Tickets to a game, tickets to a show. How about you get it for yourself? Hmm? How about you save some money at scorebig.com? Guaranteed to save on every ticket, every time. Every ticket is below box office price. And if you want to sit in the rafters, fine. If you want to sit in the front row, fine. You just pay below box office. NBA, NHL. You got your college football, hoops, bowl games, score big. They can get you tickets no matter where you live around the country. They got your tickets. You can get tickets months in advance. Theater tickets, family shows, Disney shows, Harlem Globetrotters, baby. Wow. That's a fun show.
Fun for the whole family.
Take my kids. I do take my kids to see the Harlem Globetrotters.
I was going to say take my kids to see the Harlem Globetrotters.
You take them. Why do I got to take them every weekend? Anyway, they got an exclusive for my listeners. Go to scorebig.com. Click on the radio button and enter Adam for an extra $15 off your first purchase. Scorebig.com. Click on the radio button and enter Adam. All right, Dana. Hang out. Crackwise. We'll do a little news with Allison Rosen.
The news with Allison Rosen.
She'll read some news from her iPad. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. It's Allison. Allison. And when it's time to wrap it up, she'll sign it off with Zip It Cunt. It's Allison. Allison.
I just got really jealous that you have your own theme song.
Oh, yeah. Custom.
You should try to get one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that hard. I think you could do it.
Send them in. Adam Kroll.
Yeah. Send them in.
Whoa.
I have a few.
When she closes her eyes, she gets raped by a guy in lasagna.
Really had to be here for the setup.
By
yeah.
a big hairy man
I don't think
in
it did.
A big greasy pan of lasagna.
Around the age where you were writing poems, I had a nightmare that I was raped in a big pan of lasagna by a swarthy
That's
man.
That's amazing.
That sweaty
fella. It does sound like the dreams I had when I was younger.
Really?
Weirdly not upsetting, but it was rape.
What I just sprayed, that was
in the
not
dream.
Mozzarella.
It's getting too real. That sounds horrifying.
In her dream,
awesome.
She gets screwed in Garfield's
lasagna.
Favorite food, it's lasagna.
It's very uncomfortable with the song the first time. Now I see the humor, though.
Violated in cheese, pasta, red sauce, and meat, it's a crime.
That's
kind of about this one.
She's just helpless asleep while he's going
oh
balls deep in vagina. Too bad she could not flee, raped by Chef Boyardee in lasagna.
Great Dick Banks, everybody.
And
all
Mike
right.
Lynch.
And Mike Lynch, too. Forgot about Mike Lynch.
All right, so Toronto Mayor Rob Ford has been stripped of most of his meaningful powers? Because before we were saying that they were beginning to take away like some of the powers that he had as mayor, but now they are really taking them away. The city council has voted to basically move the deputy mayor kind of in as the mayor now. So Ford effectively has no legislative power and no longer chairs the executive committee, although he retains his title and his ability to represent Toronto at official functions.
Can I say this? I've said it many times. You know, whenever elections come up, I was like, oh, man, you don't want four more years of this, or we're going a whole different path with that. And I go, you really think you'll notice? I'm starting to think that these guys are almost as important as folks on a parade float who are just waving to the people. Like somebody is underneath that thing driving it, and there's somebody on a walkie-talkie that's kind of doing the meat and potatoes work. And these guys, there's a few things that happen. First off, they go away. They go into rehab for a month or something. The city just continues. Or they go on a tour of Asia to talk about commerce or something. And it always just seems to – it seems just move without them. And like I said, if you're a football coach or school bus driver, like almost any other job – if somebody says you can't do your job for a month or you're stripped away or whatever, the school bus doesn't get magically just driven without you. You have to hire somebody. You get replaced. Like, I just feel like this guy, who's a mayor of one of the biggest cities in North America, could literally just stay home and get high every day, and it would still just continue to run.
He does.
Yeah, I think – but I think that of the presidency. Like, I really do think they could just hang out and get high all day, and whatever would happen, whatever, just sort of keep happening.
Like, I bet if you could privately pull them aside and ask who's the one indispensable person around here, there probably is someone.
I don't know who it is, and that's why whenever anyone gets really whipped up about who's going to be – I mean, we had one of the dumbest guys on the planet running Los Angeles for 8 years.
Quite some time.
It didn't seem to make a difference, one way or the other.
It does seem like it got slowly worse over 8 years.
It did get worse over 8 years.
But is that him, though, or is that...
Well, here's
or
what,
did people just get dumber?
Here's what I'm thinking. If you have a super dynamic human being, like if Elon Musk... Is his name Musk? Yep.
It is.
Yeah. Or Richard Branson or somebody like that said, I'm going to fucking get hold of L.A. I'm going to kick the shit out of that town. Like, I'm going to be – you're going to have light rail running everywhere, traffic, first order business, potholes, schools. Like, I figure if you had someone with a super high IQ who didn't like chasing the ladies or drinking the booze or whatever it is, or wasn't in the back pockets of the unions, you know, just some complete outsider that just went, fuck it, I'm rich. I made millions and billions doing something else. I don't care what people think of me. I don't have any friends in the unions. I'm going to come here and kick the shit out of this town. You would see a difference. Other than that, whoever does get elected, you just kind of float along, as they say. And I feel like there's a... The bureaucracy in almost any major city is just big enough now where it's just going to kind of go.
Yeah. Checks will get cut no matter what. You know, the city employees are going to get paid.
I just feel like it's just going to – it's just going – it's a, there's a little autopilot because there's so much redundancy and no one's really doing anything on any given day anyway.
Well, so Ford is not taking this lying down. He called the move a coup d'etat and vowed an outright war in the next election. So there was a heated city council debate. He argued with members of the public, charged hecklers, and knocked a councilwoman down. And we have video of that.
I like that.
So what was happening? Yeah, so we've got some angry exchanges going on.
Moves like a deer.
Going on. The mayor
just tackled a woman, basically, but he lifted her back up.
Yeah.
And now he's just walking back to where he was.
He did the move that when the linebacker's chasing the quarterback out of bounds and jumps over the bench and gets to the cheerleader and starts to knock her over, but is trying to hold her up.
Grabs a hold.
First off, I always find it refreshing that Canada's, you know, as fucked up as we are at times. You know what I mean? Does it feel good sometimes?
Yeah. Yeah, because I feel like you never hear of stuff like this out of Canada.
Yeah. You know who's laughing their ass off right now? Mexico. This got to be a nice
break. Keep it up, Canada.
Yeah, because Mexico is like the older brother who's always in juvie. Yep. And for one time, the guy on the on the honor rolls got suspended. You know what I mean? Mexico's just got to be laughing their ass off at Canada and enjoying this time. Nice little respite.
I can't help but just feel bad for this guy. Like Anthony Weiner, you'd be like, oh, what a dick. You know? Pun intended.
Right.
This guy, I'm just like, oh.
Is it because...
Just go in a room. Just scream. Get it out, buddy. Get
it
out.
Is it because he's overweight that you have that feeling versus Weiner being all thin and reptilian? We've talked about that on this show.
No. Oh, I don't. I don't judge.
There has to be a catch weight between those two.
Yeah.
Like, one guy's way too puffy and Weiner's, like, way too defined. Like, his fucking face looks like a lizard.
I'm talking about the inside, you guys, not the
outside. Inside. Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah, no, we're really aesthetically
focused
here.
But why do you... Why do you yeah, we like to go just surface. But
so superficial.
Why... Do you feel sympathy for him, whereas you just felt revulsion for Anthony Weiner?
Well, okay, it's not sympathy. Let's not say that. Because I just feel like this guy's scrambling for anything.
I think he's a junkie. Like, I think he's an addict. And I think Weiner is, in a way,
an addict,
too. Yeah. Right. But this guy, I feel like, could be dead in 14 days. And I don't know if he's high when he's... out on the floor. I don't know how he puts his suit together, makes a tie. I can't make a tie. But I feel like, again, it's the same. Look, Anna Nicole Smith was just a punchline and a joke. She'd show up to every one of these award shows. She was slurring. She's like, I don't know how much weight I've lost and stuff. And it was like, oh, every morning show and late night show just had a ton of fun poking fun at Anna Nicole Smith. And then she was dead.
Yeah.
Yes. But that is what it seems will happen with Ford.
That's what will happen if he doesn't get some help. But then we don't. It's a weird thing too because it's a kind of a thing that's kind of interesting where we don't fully recognize people that are mentally incapacitated. Like somebody goes, "I'm going to fly over your house at night, come through your chimney, and stab you with my magic wand." And you go, "No, you're not." And then you start thinking, wait, this person's nuts, you know? And then you end up sort of making fun of them, but you know, they're incapacitated. Like when somebody doesn't have the use of a limb, you understand that immediately and very quickly. And he doesn't have use of his brain, or at least a part of his brain that he needs to govern and not do crack cocaine. And we all laugh about it, but just like any physical disability, this is probably more powerful and more global. You know, if you really think about it, that's the control center.
Right, right, because he's acting out all over the place. Remember when Charlie Sheen was acting pretty nutty?
Yeah, it's the same thing. Like the guy was high on drugs and we're all just laughing our asses off, but it's pretty easy to OD. And it's not like we don't have a laundry list of Jim Morrison's and I guess was a suicide from Glee, but there's
Keith
I guess
Kirk
or Corey Monty. No, it wasn't. OD. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, there's a whole laundry list of celebrities' kids, for Christ's sake, if you just start thinking about Carol O'Connor's kid, Paul Newman's kid. There's plenty of like healthy 20-something, 30-something-year-old dudes that are just buying it. You're just ODing, just mixing and matching the wrong shit at the wrong time. Anyway, all right, he'll be missed.
Rob Ford?
Dr. Dre's son? I didn't know that.
Yeah, heroin overdose 2 or 3 years ago.
Really?
21, yeah.
Don't remember. Well, we should put together a little list of that. It's it's a I don't know if it's one of these things that is more likely to happen when you're the kid of a celebrity. I can tell you that devil makes work for idle hands. Mm-hmm. And when you're kind of have all the money you need at your disposal and you don't have a regular gig, like I got to get up at 6 every morning, fucking get to work. I'm not going to do it hungover again. You find your way into these situations. You take someone like Brando's kid. Did he kill himself? Did he go to jail? Someone got shot?
Like,
and then he did, you know.
Ago.
But either way, it's a disease. This guy's going to be like Anna Nicole Smith.
Here's some interesting news I actually just read today. Brittany Murphy's death.
Oh, yeah.
So they, you know, deemed that it was because of pneumonia and I guess anemia, possibly.
Yeah.
So that was being fought for a long time. And they just got toxicology reports back.
They just got them back?
Well, because they – I guess they sued the county that they didn't do toxicology mm-hmm. reports and that they were saying that it was this reason and they didn't believe it was. But she had nine times – or she had like a bunch of different medals found in her. Basically, she was poisoned.
She's poisoned?
Yeah. Nine or ten different medals.
Well, who do they think did it?
I don't know. Well, that's where it all begins. So.
Wait a minute. Didn't her husband kill himself?
Right.
And he was kind of
a regular Law and Order plot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
see, here's why I would make a horrible Undertaker.
Okay.
Because you'd be like, all right, here, get that shovel and start digging Brittany Murphy's grave. And sure. I'd be like, we're just going to exhume her body. Like, I know it. I know we're going to, you know how many times? Yeah. I can tell.
I know where this is going.
I know as soon as I tamp down that last patch of dirt.
Family's launching an investigation.
Some guy's going to show up with a fucking writ and go, we got to pull this body. Let's just leave her out. I'll keep the crows off. I mean, wow. Did not hear about that. Did not know about
rat
that.
Rat poison.
Yeah,
rat poison.
Well, a new toxicology report ordered by the families says rat poison may have been the cause of her death.
And her husband was the diciest looking dude on the planet who OD'd or died too.
Strangely, Brittany's husband, Simon Monjack, died from the same causes 5 months later. Well, okay, so that followed up. They said the coroner ruled that her death was due to pneumonia and anemia, and then strangely, he died from the same causes 5 months later.
Mm-hmm. The husband. You know,
the presence of 10 heavy metals above the, quote, high level set by the World Health Organization, as much as 9 times over the high limit.
9 times.
Yeah. So somebody was poisoning both of them?
Dun, dun, dun.
God, that's weird.
Wow.
All right. Hey, Enzyme, baby.
Crazy.
You want a month's worth of erections, huh? Not for me.
Nice segue.
Smooth. Silky, buttery smooth. Now, my friends at Enzyme, they'll take care of you. It's how millions of men are dealing with erectile quality, baby, not quantity. Quality supports the strongest, most powerful erections possible. Achieve peak sexual enhancement. That's right. One capsule a day for strong peak male enhancement. Dawson, do it and do it fast.
Call now to score a special free 30-day trial of Enzyme and receive a free sample of their popular prostate supplement. All you pay is shipping. That's a free 30-day trial of Enzyme and a sample of their popular prostate supplement. Free. Hurry. Call 1-800-364-9680. 1-800-364-9680. Or go to smilingbob.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. Free trial requires Vialife enrollment with future auto shipments.
Yeah. I didn't know that about Dr. Dre, by the way. I'm sad.
I don't think I know either.
There's a whole... It's got to be... higher. I remember the one thing that Danny Bonaducci told me is when we used to talk about these child stars all sort of being a mess, you know, getting in trouble, scraped the law. And then he said, you know, you really just know it because you know the name. Think about all the jackoffs you went to high school with that ended up being strung out on something or getting arrested or whatever it is. And I went like, oh, yeah, if you followed my buddy Chris or my buddy Ray, it would seem they'd have the same kind of checkered thing. And these are just my two friends from high school. So it did kind of make sense. But the celebrity kids ODing thing is vast quantities of money, not much responsibility, a crowd that is doing a lot of this, mixed with...
enablers around you, too. You know what I mean? Handlers and managers and whoever. I mean, just people who are on the payroll.
Right. Yes.
Not out for your best interest.
And also, when you get high, it's easy to – yeah, I think – honestly, what I think a lot of it is when you get into this state, you go, did I do this drug or didn't I do this drug or how much of it that – and they go, fuck it, I better play it safe and do it again or make sure I do enough. And then there's the mixing and the ODing and all that good stuff. All right, let's do one more – something uplifting.
Well, Jenna Jameson has vowed to come out of retirement. Because she, 3 years ago, vowed that she was going to quit. Mm-hmm. She said, I made a promise to my children when they were in my tummy that there is no way I could ever, ever, ever go back.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, that's not where your kids are. But anyway. Mm-hmm.
But she made a also the same promise to Ron Jeremy when he was in her tummy.
In her tummy.
As well. So she was conflicted.
Mm-hmm. He was actually in her esophagus. Right. Same direction.
That's right. Yeah, it's going the same way.
But now she is going to come out of retirement because of her kids. She needs the money.
Mm-hmm. How much money? It's a couple things. I understand there's some audience out there that says, you know, I want to see a 62-year-old Larry Holmes get back in the ring, but not a large audience. Like, I feel like I got enough footage of Larry in his prime.
Yeah.
It's a boxer, by the way, not a porn star. Another Holmes guy that was a porn star. But I feel like I have everything I need on Jenna Jameson. It's all stored right up here. I have her in her prime.
But when the Eagles or Fleetwood Mac get together and for a reunion tour, you know what I mean? It breaks the bank. So there's got to be some nostalgia in there.
Understood. But I just feel like, for me, like, you like sports.
Yes.
There's nothing worse than seeing Joe Namath get drafted by the Rams. He's got two horrible knees.
It is awful.
And he goes in there and he's getting the shit kicked out of him. And
don't look at us like we understand this.
Next, you know,
no.
He's on the ground and there's cum in his hair. Do you know what I'm saying?
You're mixing your analogies, but it's
I don't think I am.
I guess it is kind of apt if you think about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, do we want to see that for our heroes? You know what I mean?
The hero who hangs on a little too long.
There was a time. The
you could have just stuck with Jenna Jameson. We would have gotten just fine.
Do you want to see Jenna Jameson getting cleated out there, getting stepped on by 350-pound? Interior lineman, bull rushing her.
She doesn't have the great offensive line like she used to.
Driving her into the turf with a horse collar.
Are you suggesting she's not going to look as good or she's not going to be as good at sex?
I'm suggesting...
Like, in what way does a porn star lose their luster?
Jenna Jameson at age, 19 and a half was something to behold. Jenna Jameson at 42 and a half is not as good as Jenna Jameson at 19 and a half. And since we have thousands of hours of footage of her blowing dudes.
And anybody on, like, you porn or porno tube, whatever those things are.
Don't pretend to not know what it is.
Is it the same thing?
You know.
Or is there just one?
Don't play
it's porno
dumb.
Tube.
Don't play dumb
You're
with
not
us.
A tight baby. You chase ghosts. Yeah. So, yeah.
But I mean, here's my question. Do you guys have, like, favorite actresses when you watch porn? Like, do you specifically go and watch that actress, or do you just look at anything?
Right. Well, do you type in a name, or do you type, like, interracial porn?
First, I just type in Esther Roll. just to see.
Yeah, maybe today's the lucky day.
Yeah, you never know when something's gonna get released. There's always something getting released.
Always.
You know what I'm saying? So you don't know. So that's why I always just start there. It's like, Glanville, the coach.
Jerry Glanville?
Jerry Glanville would always leave a ticket for Elvis.
Yes, he would.
On a home Atlanta game. He'd just leave a ticket for Elvis.
Just in case.
He didn't think Elvis was going to be there.
This
but
was in
just,
the 80s.
Just in case.
No, I'm serious. This was like in the 90s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I do that with Esther Roll in terms of the porn.
Yeah.
You know, first move. Again, something could have been released. Somebody could be sitting on some Super 8 something from the 60s that I'm unaware of. So that's what I do. As a way to just go, all right, check that box. Now moving forward with my wing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Got it.
Okay. All right. That's how this broadcaster approaches it.
Ditto.
What he said.
That's the news. I'm Allison Rosen. Zip it, cunts.
That was the news with Allison Rosen.
Tell you what I do on the computer. Forget about that porn. Stamps.com. Yeah. That's what I use my computer for. Holidays, man. They're almost here. You don't have time for the post office? Hell no, man. You're baking figgy pudding. Mm-hmm. God knows what else. You got them chestnuts. They're roasting on that fire. You use stamps.com instead. You can buy and print official U.S. postage. Use your own computer and use your computer. Attach right onto your printer there. Print out the official postage. They got a special offer. Use the promo code Adam. No risk trial. $110 bonus offer. It includes a digital scale, $55 free postage. Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Do it for the postage, man. $55 free postage. Let's not waste time. Forget about the post office. Click on the top of the homepage and use the promo code Adam. That's stamps.com, promo code Adam. All right. I want to thank Joe Coy for coming in here. You go to his website, joecoy.com. Us, Hooters, downtown L.A. for free. That's right. I think it's right by the Staples Center there. This Sunday with David Alan Greer, nobody better. And coming up in Santa Monica the following Sunday, that'll be at 4:30 as well. What else can I tell you? Some new merch in the store. Go check it out, adamcroll.com/store. Dana Workman, Haunted Highway. That may be Jenna's new movie if she comes out of retirement.
God willing.
Yeah.
Or rest a roll, but.
That's right.
Either way.
Don't jinx it. Season 2 premieres November 27th, 10 o'clock, on the Sci-Fi Channel. You can go to her website, danaworkman.com. So, until next time, it's Adam Kroll for Joe Coy, Dana Workman, Allison Rosen, and Bald Brian saying mahalo.
You know, every now and then I get tired of my own balls.
For call-in times and phone topics, follow the show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Like Ace on Facebook, follow him on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Tickets and info on all of our live podcasts, Adam Carolla Stand-Up, Mangria Events, and more. Visit AdamCarolla.com.
Well, the show may be over, but is it really over? How about for your finances? Personal capital, baby. Let's not forget to sign up for your free account with Personal Capital right away. With Personal Capital, you'll see your accounts in one place and get a clear view of everything on your own. It is mind-numbing. You got to check it out. Just check it out. Check it out for free. To sign up for free, just go to adamcarolla.com, click on the Personal Capital banner, or go to personalcapital.com/Adam. Again, click the Personal Capital banner at adamcarolla.com or go to personalcapital.com/Adam. It is unbelievable. It is amazing. You need to get involved with your finances, and this is the best way to do it. Personal Capital. Less fees, more cheese, baby.